This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the WIP afternoon show. No Ike, no Spike, no Fritz. One more day of me. Broads kicking it with you. At 215-592-9494. That is the phone number to hop on board. All right. It is a football Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Tanner McKee gets the nod on Sunday. I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing what McKee does to Jalen Hurts. Because franchise quarterbacks, they're measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. And this will be a fun moment to watch Tanner McKee. And I expect him to play well. Because I think he can handle this job. Okay? I think he is smooth as a backup quarterback. But it's not the same as what Jalen goes through on a week-by-week basis. On a year-by-year basis. The pressure. The defensive coordinators watching film. The list goes on and on and on. So here's my question to you on this Football Friday, 215-592-9494. Will you be comparing what the offense looks like with Tanner McKee on Sunday to what we witnessed with Jalen through the first 16 games? See, the expectations that Jalen goes through and the pressure, it's uncanny. For Tanner McKee, just go out and let it rip. There's less responsibility on his shoulders. Just go out, make the simple throws, put this team in a position. And truth be told, with resting guys, they may have a healthier offensive line, which can contribute to success. They may have a better run game with a better offensive line. Not better in regards to these guys stepping in is better than Maiolata full strength or Landon Dickerson full strength or Lane Johnson full strength. But it's clear the starters are banged the hell up. And it took a toll winning a championship last season for a one-game sample size. They may have some fresh blood on that O-line for the offense to run a bit better. And especially when the Commanders, they're ready for this thing to be over. Week 18, nothing left to play for. Look, Dan Quinn could play whatever Tommy Tough Nut style he wants to, trying to make this something bigger than what it is when he's preaching to the team in the locker room and whatever. But the truth is, when you go through hell, when you go through a season where you're dealing with the Jaden Daniels injury and this, that, the other, you get to this game of the season, they don't want to be out there. They don't want to really compete. They don't want to give it their all. They're ready to go home. So you got to factor that in as well. And truth be told, this applies whether he plays good or bad. I won't come in here if Tanner McKee doesn't look right and say he stinks. I won't go out there and say, well, look, Tanner McKee was rough. I told you so. Hurts is the best. I won't do that. Because one game, it's not the end-all be-all. It applies both ways. I'm just making sure you are prepared for that. Because I know how this town goes. I've been around long enough. There are a bunch of you waiting. Drool is just flying out your mouth, ready to pounce and bite at anything you possibly can when it comes to shooting my guy Jalen Hurts down. And I won't stand for it, damn it. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backup quarterbacks are measured in moments. 215-592-9494. Will you be comparing the two quarterbacks this upcoming Sunday? Let's take a listen to Mike Garafolo, who talked about Tanner McKee getting the nod. This is what he had to say.
And I'm buying because of the legend of Tanner McKee. And if you don't know who Tanner McKee is, you don't live in Philadelphia, because Tanner McKee has been discussed a bunch to the point where folks have said, why don't we start Tanner McKee over Jalen Hurts, the Super Bowl MVP? A guy who's taken us to two Super Bowls. Well, Tanner McKee's going to come in. He's going to play well because he's played well before. And if I know Philadelphia, don't you worry. They will be measured in their approach, and they will not say that this is a sign of him being the best quarterback on our roster. None of that. You won't hear any of that in Philadelphia. Yeah, you're going to hear plenty of it. But I think Tanner McKee could lead the Eagles to a victory that they need, and they might get themselves into the two seed. We'll see.
All right. So, yeah, he brought it up. This town will react a certain type of way. When you do that, though, this leads to shortcut conclusions. And that's not acceptable, in my opinion. It's just not. There's less on his plate, operation-wise. It's not apples to apples. You see guys like Jackson Dart, for example. When you first get thrown in there, okay, fun. Things change rather quickly in this league. And that's not the knock, McKee. I'm just saying, we can't be disrespecting who Jalen Hurts is, what he's accomplished, what he can continue to do, and who he is because of a game week 18 with Tanner McKee. I know how you are. I'm trying to get out in front of it because a lot of you are nasty. And I don't do nasty. I do respect, and that's what Jalen Hurts deserves the respect. Let's go to the phones. Fascinated to get your thoughts on this. Will you be comparing the two quarterbacks? Let's go to Mike in Mount Airy to kick things off. What's up, Mike?
Yo, how's it going, bro?
Good, man. What's happening?
Oh, man, happy new year to you and Luke. You know, I think it's a little bit of human nature. You know, it's kind of hard for fans to not be judging. And this is coming from a Jalen Hurts OG. All right. I was on Jalen Hurts when they drafted him in the second round. I had a feeling that, you know, there's just something special in that guy. Right. But I can't deny that there might be something special with Tanner either. Right.
I don't know. Special, strong. I think he's interesting, but there's a difference between being interesting and being special. You know?
Well,
I agree with you. I kind of like, and this is from, you know, obviously a lot of, you know, not too many heavy games under his, you know, under his belt. But he kind of reminds me of a little bit of Nick Foles, whereas he can show you some things, and then there's a chance that, hey, Jalen Hurts is our guy. Let's parlay this, you know, this Tanner McKee pick into something future down the road, you know, that's going to benefit this team. After watching some of those playoff games this weekend, I mean, you're looking at some offense and defensive linemen coming out in this draft that are going to get pushed down the board as usual. And, I mean, Tanner McKee shows out in Washington. I mean, who's to say that, you know, pick your team aren't going to be looking to fulfill a new QB role?
Sure. No, I agree with
you. We're looking at a third rounder.
Oh, no doubt. And look, that's fair. Right? And that's fine. And, Mike, thank you for the call. That's okay. We've been talking about that for quite some time, flipping a Tanner McKee, making him a project, getting him out there. There's some bad quarterback play in the NFL. Bad quarterback play. I think Tanner McKee can be more than just a backup who plays a Week 18 game. If we're talking about what Tanner McKee did, I like McKee. I'm not an anti-McKee guy as a pro-Jalen guy. I told you this before. Howie Roseman will pour assets into that position because he knows it's extremely valuable. Therefore, if Howie's rocking with McKee, I'm rocking with McKee. But, I'm not going to look at a 5-year sample size of Jalen with 2 Super Bowl appearances, a Super Bowl win, a Super Bowl MVP, and throw that in the trash, comparing Tanner McKee's game against the Washington frickin' Commanders when the season is essentially wrapped up for Dan Quinn and his group. And Josh Jackson out there. Because I doubt Josh Jackson's going to move the ball 30 yards against Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio's going to tear this guy into 63 pieces. He's going to rip limbs off him. No matter who's out there personnel-wise.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, you know, I think Tanner McKee's going to look okay. I do. I think he's going to look okay. I just want you to all understand that doesn't mean a damn thing about Jalen. Because it's not apples to apples. It's not the same situation. Let's go to Corey in Columbus. I would have went to Corey for, I can't read, apparently. Because I didn't even see Corey on the board. So I feel, speaking of disrespect, I'm disrespectful. What's up, Corey?
My brother, bros, what's up, man?
What's happening, dude? I would have went to you. I missed your name up there.
Oh, you're good. You're good. You know, it's good. It don't matter. But, man, I'm with you. Like, when you look at, like, one thing about Tanner McKee, and I don't want to be, like, disrespectful to him, but it's like people keep, like, comparing him to Nick. Like, Nick Foles started, like, 14 games in 2023, like, right? So it's like We can't compare Tanner. Like, every playing time that audited playing time that Tanner McKee's ever had has been in, like, you know, end of year situations, resting starters. You know, we haven't seen Tanner McKee go up against, like, you know, a Dallas Cowboys with, like, Dak Prescott, you know, with it mattering, or going up against Kansas City. Not saying that that matters, but it's like what Jalen Hurts has done in his resume is not even close. Like look at the teams he beat this year. Like, if you want to say it was because of him or not, Buffalo, Green Bay, the Lions, Kansas City, coming off, you know, 3 weeks removed from a Super Bowl, the Rams. It's like it's laughable that we even have to have this conversation. Because you're right. Like, if he go out there, he kind of similar to last year. He went out there, he lit it up. Everyone's like, oh, he looks good. I mean, of course he's going to look good. Like, he's playing free. But he ain't put in a situation where it's like, even if we lose a game on tomorrow or on Sunday, like, what is that going to say about McKee? Nothing. People will be more mad at Sirianni if we lose and the Lions win than Tanner McKee's playing.
Right. Right. No, you're absolutely right. And another part of it, too, is, you know, the pressure thing isn't fake. Jalen Hurts can't miss a throw. If Jalen Hurts misses a throw, people want him decapitated. Like, he can't miss a throw. He needs to be the most perfect human of all time to win people over. And look, I hate that this becomes a you have to choose between the two. I know you're probably just like me. I like McKee. I'm actually intrigued by McKee. The problem is people take it so far where now we're taking shots at someone who's already reached the mountaintop and is wired in a way to get back there multiple times. We can't go that far with him. People take it too far.
Exactly. And I think Tanner McKee is a good player. I think he has a good arm. Like, he's played well in the limited time he's gotten. But it's like, it's different. I've always said this. Like, we people always want other guys, or it's everybody better than Jalen Hurts until it's time to be better than Jalen Hurts. And all I know is my guy steps up when I need him most, and other guys don't. So that's what I put my money in on.
That's right. No, Corey, I completely agree. And I love you, dude. Thank you so much. Oh, I should have asked him about Ohio State. Oh!
He's got to call back. He's got to call back.
Oh, no! I'm screwing up big time. I don't go to him first, right? I don't go to him first, and I don't ask him about Ohio State. Oh, Jesus, I suck. I suck. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I'll leave that to Ike and Spike on Monday, maybe, to pick him apart. I don't want to be the bad guy.
You know he's not calling back just to talk about Ohio State losing either.
But if they won.
Oh, yeah. He would have brought it up himself.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Luke, let me ask you, with this whole McKee thing, where are you mentally? Okay, mentally, as we get ready for a football Friday, there's a lot out there that think, well, there's not really much to talk about with this game. There's the quarterback. This is a big one. How do you feel mentally about McKee, Hurts, and the comparing of the two after you see what's done?
So I'm with you. I think you said it perfectly where you said the thing about starting quarterbacks are measured long term, backup quarterbacks are measured in, you know, the short spurts and whatnot. Tanner McKee could go out and throw for 435 yards and 7 touchdowns and be like, yeah, but Hurts is going to start in the playoffs. Like, you can't buy in to one game of the backup quarterback. Everyone's going to look back to Nick Foles. Philadelphia is such a unique city in so many different ways, but when it comes to backup quarterbacks, we love backup quarterbacks just because of Nick Foles. So whoever the backup is, if they play well, they're going to be compared to Nick Foles. Oh, can you go on another run? Oh, do you start Tanner McKee? The offense looks so much better with him. It can be another Foles moment. He can lead him to a Super Bowl. I have some bad news for everyone. That is never going to happen again. There is never going to be a backup quarterback who comes in place of a franchise quarterback who is having an MVP kind of year leading your team to a Super Bowl victory and having the two best games of his life in the NFC Championship and the Super Bowl. It's never going to happen again. Even to Tanner McKee, it's not going to happen again. So even if he plays that well on Sunday, and I do believe he's going to play well, I think he's a good quarterback. I think you trade him in the offseason, and you get something of value for him, and then you see him play well wherever next year. I think it'll be Kansas City, but whatever. I don't expect anybody. Well, I do expect people to say he should start next week, but there is zero chance how well he plays dictates if he should start in the playoffs. It's Hurts' job. It's going to be Hurts' job until the wheels fall off or something terrible happens, catastrophic happens with the team. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play. I think he's going to play well, but by no means am I watching this game on Sunday and thinking, let's see what he got, because right. maybe he'll start in the wild card round.
There are people out there, which is crazy. Now, it's funny because we do know that there are a group of individuals who are waiting for him to play well and pounce. I mentioned, it's like when you see one of those dogs with the nasty teeth and the saliva's all out there, and they're, they're doing one of those. They're getting ready. Exactly. That's exactly what's going on.
You bark a lot on the air.
I do. I don't know why that keeps happening. But they're waiting. If he plays poorly, would it be, well, Kevin Petullo's not good? Or would it be the offensive line wasn't good? Are they going to use that to protect Tanner McKee?
It would be a crazy thing to do, because if it looks the exact same, like if it looks like the offensive line isn't holding up, because there were a couple different plays against the Bills where Hurts had to evade a defender, sidestep someone, roll out, and at least just throw the ball away. You don't remember when he throws the ball out of bounds, but you would definitely remember when he takes a sack. So if that happens to Tanner McKee on Sunday, then people need to realize, oh, it's not him, it is Petullo, and just how the offense has looked the entire year. If guys aren't getting open, it's not him. It's how the offense has looked the entire year. You've had plenty of guys come to the defense of Hurts after the Bills game saying there just wasn't anybody open in the second half. Mm-hmm. It was just bad concepts all around. So I hope people have the wherewithal and the knowledge to kind of know the difference, whether it's, hey, Tanner McKee didn't play well, or this is just how the Eagles' offense looks. I'm not going to lie. If Tanner McKee is overthrowing guys and, you know, the balls are at guys' feet, he's looking like Kenny Pickett when we played the Raiders. If he looks like that, all right, then he played bad. But I don't expect him to play bad, and if the offense can't move the ball and doesn't look good, I would assume it's because that's just what the offense is.
Yeah. Now, listen, I completely understand. It's fascinating to me. This is almost a social experiment for me. I'm almost, you know how you do one of those experiments back in school, you watch the rats. The rats are in the lab, and they're mm-hmm. watching the rats to see how things go.
Yeah, put them like in a maze.
I'm sort of watching Eagles fans from the lens that they're all rats on Sunday, and I want to see the way that they react to this situation that's playing out on Sunday. All right, you got something for me?
Sniffing out the rats.
Kind of.
You're looking for Henry Hill.
Okay, hey, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. This is where I'm at. This is the position I'm in, and I'm going to have to be the mad scientist, if you will. 215-592-9494. Franchise quarterbacks are measured over time. Backups are measured in moments. That's why I'm not wasting 1 second of my time comparing what McKee does to Jalen's season so far. Are you with me? Are you against me? Let's go to Block in Medford Lake. What's up, Block?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Everybody have a good New Year?
Yeah, man. How about you?
Yeah, man. Just nursing the hangover and
yeah, no doubt.
Gluing my pots and pans back together.
Okay. All good.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to call up and give my thoughts on the situation, man. It's really crazy to me that people could even say Jalen Hurts in the same sentence as a quarterback like Tanner McKee. And I'm not taking anything away from Tanner McKee. He's a great quarterback. He's really good for what he's there for. He's a great backup quarterback. He could probably even start for most offenses in the league, just not for the Birds. I mean, we've had a franchise quarterback for as long as Jalen is around and willing to play. He's our guy. I mean, you talk about pressure and Jalen Hurts. I mean, this guy, he doesn't feel pressure. He's Mr. Clutch Team. He's as cool as ice. I've never seen a moment with a guy that should be feeling pressure who just is stone-faced and stoic like this guy. I mean, last week we're watching the Buffalo game, and I'm thinking about last year when Missy Elliott is kicking the field goal to run us into overtime. The camera pans over to Jalen Hurts, and this guy's just sitting there, you know what I mean? He might as well be sitting on his couch on a Tuesday, ordering pizza or whatever it is. Or this year when they're playing the Rams and Jordan Davis is blocking the field goal, to run it back. And you wouldn't even know this guy has a pulse. And you want to talk about this guy feeling pressure? he don't feel pressure. He's got the clutch team. He's Mr. Cool. As far as Tanner McKee goes, I'm a big fan, right? As far as everybody talking about using him for trade capital, I don't think that's the smartest move. I think the move with Tanner McKee is exactly what we use him for. I mean, we got a mobile quarterback who he gets hurt on occasion. He's getting up there in years. Not saying he's old, but he's getting a little older. And we got a good backup quarterback for when Jalen gets a bump or a bruise or needs to nurse a concussion, whatever it is, for a couple of weeks. We got this guy that we know can come in and do what needs to be done. So I say we take this week, week 18, and we drive Dan Quinn absolutely nuts by practicing as many two-point conversions with Tanner McKee. Make the whole game a one big practice. You know what I mean? Because that's all it is. And make sure we come out with the dub just in case we got a shot at the two seed.
Right.
I personally don't think it's possible with the way the Lions have been looking
lately.
Yeah,
you never know, though. The Lions are...
You never know.
Yeah, and
I mean, you know, I guarantee you Sirianni's going to have somebody watching that game close.
Oh, well, so, yeah. But you know what? And Block, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I think the Lions are one of those teams where Dan Campbell puts so much pride in, we're riding this thing out until the very end. I don't give a damn that we're knocked out. I don't care about X, Y, and Z. We got a cultured... And by the way, I hate Ben Johnson. Not actually, but I got to imagine he's going, dude, we can hurt them. We can hurt them in the standings big time where that little two seed that they think is all cute and dandy and in their back pocket, now they got to worry about going on the road and facing opponents as they move along, if they move along in the postseason. I think the Lions are more willing to go out with that fire and intensity. And maybe not. Maybe the Bears just overwhelm them. But prior to seeing what transpires, I think the Lions have more to bite into from a Dan Campbell culture perspective than the Washington Commanders with Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn and what he's trying to do with Washington is the ugly stepchild or whatever they say back in the day, you know, towards the Dan Campbell Lions. He's the JV version. They're the JV version. So, for whatever that's worth, if we're playing percentages on who's got a higher percentage to play spoiler between the Commanders and the Lions, I think the Lions can do it. We'll see. It's a small percentage, but it's a bigger percentage than the Commanders, for whatever that's worth. Maybe that's stupid and doesn't mean a damn thing. Probably not. 215-592-9494. What a first segment. Some are saying the best first segment in sports talk radio history. 3.5 more to go, ladies and gentlemen. This is what I want to know as we continue to rock your calls. With Jalen Hurts, it hasn't lived up to the expectation. It hasn't been as sexy as we needed it to be. And truth be told, it's been gross offensively. We are about to watch a different quarterback step in with a lot of different variables. There's less pressure. There's less tape. There's healthier linemen. There's healthier players all around. One team wants to give up and get ready for their offseason. So because of that, when you watch this game, will you be comparing the two offenses? Will you be studying what McKee is doing and say, well, Jalen this, Jalen that, this and that, and Petullo, you said Petullo stinks, and look what Petullo drew up, and bop, 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 bop. How are you consuming this game, and will you be comparing the two? I'm not wasting a second of my time comparing the two. That's me. What say you? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, you will hear from QB1 this week. That actually hurt me to say. Tanner McKee spoke and addressed his mentality for this game. It's Broads in for the afternoon show. We're just getting started right here on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.